Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Dave, the summer weather brings out two things, barbecue and ticks.
True, but how are the two related?
That's what's interesting. A person bit by a Lone Star tick can develop a severe allergy to meat.
I knew about Lyme disease, but meat allergy?
I know. This happens because some people bitten by the tick develop antibodies against a complex sugar called galactose alpha-1,3-galactose, or alpha-gal.
Alpha-gal is in all non-primate-derived proteins, which means it's in pork, beef, and lamb. The main symptom is a hive-like rash, but some people develop life-threatening anaphylactic shock. It takes 4 to 6 hours after eating meat for symptoms to show, so people don't associate their rash with meat.
The allergy to alpha-gal was first discovered among cancer patients with an unusual sensitivity to a cancer drug, cetuximab, which also includes alpha-gal molecules. These patients were almost exclusively from the southeastern U.S., where the Lone Star tick lives.
It's still unclear what in tick saliva triggers this response. Ticks can latch onto its host for days and transmit a variety of pathogens, including viruses and bacteria. But tick saliva also contains molecules that influence a host's blood coagulation, immune response, and angiogenesis, which is the development of new blood vessels.
For all of us who love barbecue, the only way to avoid developing a meat allergy is to avoid tick bites. The downside is the Lone Star tick's territory may be continually expanding, but evidence suggests the allergy eventually goes away, as long as you don't get any more tick bites.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.